Now,
I'd like to get everybody to take their seats. We'll call the meeting back to order. Thank you. We are back to number 9 on finalization, the Missouri River Waterfowl Refuge. Director Kirshner, can you handle that one for us?
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, again, Tom Kirshner, Waterfowl Director. Turn to your booklet, page 44 is the refuge action sheet for finalization. I'm probably not going to spend too much time on this. Last month in here at the commission meeting, you had a very lengthy public hearing where you had multiple individuals come from the public, both in person, letters that were submitted, emails that were submitted, and virtually as well. A lot of comments and perspectives on refuges, and we talked about last month as well. Anytime you talk about this particular topic, you're going to have those. And essentially what it is a pretty substantial expansion of refuges all the way from the Peoria Flat waterfowl refuge that's in place right now that would go all the way down to the face of the dam to meet up where there's currently a refuge. And then down farther, as you can see on your action sheet there as well, from the end of Lafremme all the way down to Farm Island there as well. Additional waterfowl refuge. This refuge expansion not only is on the water, but it's also on the shorelines. It includes multiple acres of public land. Even when you look at the actual miles of shoreline that this particular refuge that was petitioned and then put out there for public comment, the part that is what I would consider west of the dam itself is a total of a little over 24 miles of closure of shoreline with the refuge in place. And then when you go to the eastern part of that down there, down by Farm Island, it is another little over 24 miles of closure as well along shoreline. Now, it's not just shoreline hunting as well here, but we have several waterfowl hunters, particularly up there above the dam, that also utilize the open water for duck hunting as well. And so when you have a waterfowl refuge in place, that pertains to all waterfowl hunting, so it could be duck and geese, obviously. And you heard a lot of that testimony from the last commission meeting in respect to at least from the overwhelming responses that we have heard in terms of opposition to this particular refuge. No different than when we had our previous discussions when the petition came forward as an agency. Our recommendation is also to not move forward with this. And our primary reason is because of the potential waterfowl hunting opportunities that would take away from other types of waterfowl hunting, in particular duck hunting. We heard firsthand from individual sportsmen of how they enjoy using that Core Bay area, and they can go along the Peoria Flats there, waterfowl hunting, in particular duck hunting out of both. And yet when we looked at some of that information that we shared last month as well, when we have done some of those midwinter counts, we are still seeing these areas, even though they're not in refuge, being utilized by herd, geese in particular, but also ducks, using those as staging and roping areas. So we know these areas, even without a refuge, are being utilized by those birds. But again, our number one priority and concern was these potential hunting opportunities that have been taken away by the expansion and the addition of these particular refuges. And what we've also seen over the years is a decrease in Canada geese numbers in the pier area. Not a result because they don't have safe water to sit on, but what we believe in looking over the years, the information of how that migration has changed, and we just don't see the numbers down in the pier anymore as they're holding up north farther, in ticks even up in North Dakota. If they have open water and they have food out there, there is no reason to come down farther along the Missouri River corridor. So with that, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, you have the finalization in front of you. Again, our recommendation would be to not approve this and leave the current status as it is. Obviously, these discussions will never go away. We'll continue to look at these, and we're always talking about those waterfall refuges, but they are a tough conversation, right? Some people believe in them, some don't. In this particular case, the last thing we want to see is additional waterfall hunting opportunities taken away from people. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I'll turn it back to you for further discussion. I'll certainly answer any questions you may have.
Certainly. This certainly has had a lot of attention, a lot of comments for and against. So I would like to hear from any of the commissioners. If you have questions for Tom or the other staff, I'd be happy to do that. Commissioner Whitmer.
Commissioner Whitmer. Yeah, thank you, Tom. Your thoughts on it matches what I heard in testimony from numerous folks. I was surprised by the distance some people travel, you know, even from our area, which I consider to be fairly flooded, having a lot of waterfall opportunity. There are folks that identified this area by peers being very valuable for them as an opportunity to spend a few hours in a vehicle to come to Sioux Falls, Rapid as well. I was really surprised at the popularity of this. Some of the things that were pointed out is, you know, it's not just the birds that are there, but the access for people that are less physically capable of, you know, just getting out and trading a bag of decoys for a quarter mile, what have you. This has access availability for folks that can just drag the sled down with a chair in it, and they can sit and just enjoy the outdoors. The birds aren't cooperating that day. So, yeah, there's definitely a lot of to be lost here, I think, if we were to expand this refuge. And I think there's a lot of people that would be really put off by that and at a loss, I guess. So, but, yeah, certainly I'm hungry with the department.
Mr. Sharp, good presentation. Tom, yeah, and I would like to echo Commissioner Whitmire's comments. I had a lot of really nice conversations with people that have been hunting that area for many, many years with their friends and from all across the state. I've been one of those that have wanted to have those conversations on refuge to determine how we can keep our birds locally and, you know, the patterns of change, and I get that. I'm always amazed at how the facts don't always line up, depending on which side you're on. And we always speak, we always hear testimony with specific facts, when in fact I'm not aware that there are anything specific there, because we've gone from 100 miles to 24 miles to 5 miles, 20,000 acres to 3,000 acres. I mean, it's all over the board. But at the end of the day, what struck me most is what Commissioner Whitmire alluded to, and that's the stories of people enjoying that area, being able to enjoy it for those that are less physically capable. We all know the average age of our hunter is going up, and so those are the stories that resonated with me in this particular instance. And so I concur with Commissioner Whitmire. Going forth with this would not be in the best interest of those utilizing out there, and that's kind of where I'm standing.
Thank you, Tom. I'm going to concur with what Commissioner Whitmire and Commissioner Sharp said. Listening to the stories and the history of our hunters through the years, it has been heartwarming, but also those folks that have reached out to us by phone, by mail, not email, but regular United States postal mail, to send us their handwritten letters and photos to let us know where they stand and what they would like us to do with this particular issue. I concur. I don't think it's worth going forward now. I appreciate those parties that brought their sides forward, and this is how the process works. But it's been an interesting process, and I appreciate everybody who stepped up and taken a moment to reach out to us, however they did it. So, thank you.
Commissioner Spence.
I think that the department, as far as I can see, access off from Sportsman, and I cannot go along with it. I think that we'll be hurting a lot more people than we're would ever help. It's just a backward way of going about it.
Do you have any comments or questions? Commissioner Bartley, I didn't see anybody else, but unfortunately, I'll just see you.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I hope you can hear me okay. I do appreciate those who brought the petition forward and whatnot, but I too cannot support it at this time. I believe the department has done a good job of helping with this area all along, and I just think this would, in my opinion, take it a step back. And I've just received a phenomenal amount of comments from individuals who do not support it, and that does weigh quite heavily with me. And so, again, thanking the petitioners for their efforts, but I too will oppose the petition. Thanks, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Beast.
Commissioner Beast here. I also received a lot of phone calls about this, and a lot of it was mostly about access and results. You know, the department said also that, you know, the birds are moving different than what they used to when refuges were set up. And so listening to the people that commented, maybe we need to do a review of our refuges and look at access and what are they accomplishing from when they were set up to where they are now. So, but I oppose adding this new refuge.
Very well. Sounds like we've heard from everybody on this subject, and with that, our chair to entertain a motion. Has been a motion to reject by Commissioner Whitmire.
Second.
Seconded by Judge or Bartley. Got to get you in the minutes, Julie. Discussion on the motion. Seeing none, all in favor of the motion to deny?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Thanks to everybody involved.